Today's first story concerns a vaccine and a virus, but breaking news, it's not coronavirus, at least not all by itself. We're talking about influenza. Flu season in the United States, when catching the disease is more likely, is in the fall and winter. That's according to the Centers for Disease Control, which says the peak, the worst part of flu season, is between December and February. The flu vaccine is not the perfect solution. The CDC says when it's a good match for the flu viruses that are actually going around, the vaccine is between 40 and 60% effective at keeping people from having to go to the doctor for flu symptoms. In some years, the vaccine is less effective because it's not a good match, and the shot itself can cause side effects like fever, nausea, and muscle aches. But health officials say it's the best way for people to reduce their chances of getting the flu and spreading the flu. In a typical year, about 45% of Americans get the vaccine. It's the same in Britain. But you don't need me to tell you this ain't a typical year. And here's where things can get more complicated in 2020. Initial flu symptoms look a lot like initial coronavirus symptoms. Doctors say you should stay home with either disease, but coronavirus is believed to be more dangerous, and only a COVID test can determine whether someone has it or something else. Those test results can take days to get. So experts say that coronavirus and influenza spreading at the same time with similar symptoms could have a pretty big impact on the number of work days and school days people miss this fall. Healthcare workers are also concerned that the two diseases combined could put a greater burden on the healthcare system.